We're going to start things off today in Egypt. The country is going through some problems, some political unrest right now. People are angry with Egypt's president, and they're protesting against him. If that sounds familiar, it should. Nearly 2 years ago, Egypt was part of what some called the Arab Spring, this series of uprisings across the Middle East and Northern Africa. That led to Egypt's longtime leader being forced out of power. Egypt held its first free elections after that, and Mohamed Morsi was elected president. We reported on Monday that Morsi announced that any decisions he makes can't be reviewed or overturned. He says he's trying to protect Egypt as it builds its new government. But protesters say President Morsi is grabbing up power, kind of like a dictator. And some of those protests have turned violent. Hundreds of people have been injured. At least one person was killed. We're going to hop across the Atlantic and head to Washington, D.C., specifically to the White House, for a meeting between a president and a president-elect. Enrique Peña Nieto was elected Mexico's president back in July. Now, he's officially going to become president to take office on Saturday. Yesterday, he was in Washington, D.C. for a meeting with U.S. President Obama. Immigration, security, and the drug war in Mexico have been some of the biggest issues for these two countries recently. They were expected to come up in yesterday's meeting, too, but President-elect Peña Nieto said he wants the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico to go beyond that. He said one of his biggest goals is to strengthen the economic ties between the neighboring nations. The U.S. is Mexico's biggest trading partner, sharing billions of dollars in imports and exports. A lot of the action in our next story is happening at the U.S. Capitol. That's where members of Congress are considering the fiscal cliff and how to avoid going over it. Now, really, what this comes down to is debt. The U.S. government has it, trillions of dollars worth. It's got to try to find ways to reduce that debt, and that's where the fiscal cliff comes in. Now, it's not an actual cliff, it's an economic one, and it involves two main things. One, how the government takes in money through taxes, and two, how it spends money. If the country goes over this fiscal cliff, taxes will go up for everyone. Plus, government spending cuts will automatically go into effect. That would affect the military, national parks, and other government services. If Congress and the president can agree on ways to cut government debt, then the country won't go over the cliff. They've been working on that for a while. Both sides have presented ideas. There was even this special super committee in Congress that tried to come up with ways to reduce the debt. So far, though, no deal. And the deadline now is January 1st. If a deal is not reached by then, that's when the U.S. would go over this fiscal cliff.